Blog Talk Radio.
It's lit. How do you add people? I forgot to do this shit. I can see he could upgrade now. Screening callers, is it? What? I can't screen callers? You probably can hear me. Yo, what?
Hey, I can hear you, guys.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, Zach can hear me. I. Hold on, I'm trying to get
Julius
in. So we get nothing much. About to start doing this little... We're going to talk about Daylight versus K-Rock as soon as he call in.
All right.
You can hear me?
Yeah,
so how
you
felt? How you feel about the overall event and shit?
I only caught the last two battles, so from what I caught.
What about the production and shit like that? Like,
oh, I think the production was dope. You know what I'm saying? They're really stepping their game up. You know what I'm saying? The camera quality, the streaming, they could work on the hosting and all that. They're gonna put all of that is gonna get together eventually, you know what I mean? They just gotta, you know,
keep working on it,
keep building it up. But for the most part, I like the look of it. You know, it seems a lot more personal for the small room vibe. I wonder how they're gonna pull it off with the with the big rooms, you know what I'm saying? Like if they do like a Western Hall with a caffeine of it. Same type camera,
mm-hmm.
same type vibe. I wonder how they're going to be able to pull it off. But it's a good look, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, battle rap is definitely stepping up as far as the look, the performance, you know what I mean? The showmanship.
Mm-hmm. What's good, y'all? You?
Yo.
Yo, what's good? Nah, I wanted to... Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear us?
Yeah, I hear ya.
All right. Now I was just asking, how you feel about the overall production, Julius?
It's cool. I feel like not everybody. I don't think it's for everybody, but it's cool. But it's not for everybody. And when I say for everybody, I ain't talking about the fan. I'm talking about like the artist, because some niggas don't understand how to. Like, if you look at like some dudes was writing. To get the reaction from the people that was watching it. Like, they wasn't trying to get
mm-hmm.
a reaction from a crowd. That's, like,
right.
that's like a different, like, level that you got to tap into. Some niggas don't know how to tap into that level to get a reaction from home. So it's, like, they spitting it as if it's, like, a freestyle. You can't spit that shit like a freestyle. You got to spit that as if, like you trying to get the reaction. You got to know how to get the reaction. So I applaud niggas like K-Rock, Daylight, especially those two. Even Lux and Surf was able to get, like, reactions from, like, the people that was in there. But I feel like
mm-hmm.
I applaud the niggas that know how to get the reaction out of those situations, because that's not a situation where you just wake up and being an average battle rapper know how to go, I'm gonna get a reaction. You got to know how to spit that, to know, like, even though we're not in front of niggas, niggas is going to react this way. So the fact that some of them actually know when you are at home reacting a certain way, and they know how to like stop and put pauses in between they shit, because they know that the people that are watching it are reacting a certain way, I think that's like
mm-hmm.
a little genius in it. But I feel like it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I just think that it's going to take some adjustment. I don't think anybody was used to that kind of environment or that kind of setting. And for some people,
correct.
they were able to get through it and perform through it. You still saw a little chinks in their armors. But then some
mm-hmm.
people, like Saga, from what I'm hearing, I didn't see his battle, but from what I'm hearing, he messed up the whole battle because that energy and that vibe is different now. He didn't know how to adjust it. I heard he
That's
flipped
what I'm
every
saying.
Round.
That's
Nigga,
what I'm saying.
He choked.
Like,
he fucked up every round, bro.
Surf was saying the same thing, but then, like I said, that's we're not here to make excuses, my nigga, because you pulled up to it. You knew, like, I don't care what you say. You pulled up to it. You got paid for it. So, at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, bro, you got
mm-hmm.
paid. So, let us judge you how we want to judge you, because you got paid for this. We didn't pay for it. It was free. So basically, you got paid for us to judge you on this. So you should have came into this. Because if other niggas were able to basically, like, I'm looking at Tay Rock spitting shit, and then he's pausing because he knows niggas at home is like, oh, like he knows that niggas is on it like that. The same thing with Daylight.
But he lost the luck, though, so that, you know, I mean, technically, you know,
wait,
if you lose the luck, it's like people kind of expect you to lose
Tay-Rock,
the luck.
I'm talking about Tay-Rock. I'm talking about Tay-Rock.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Surf. My bad.
No. Surf.
Tay-Rock had a hard opponent, bro.
Can we save Surf for later on in the convo? Because I'm pissed off.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Surf later.
I don't even want to get directed to Surf. Y'all niggas just... I don't even want to get directly to Surf because I'm sipping a little bit. I want to kind of enjoy my drink. I don't really want to get my pressure up. Surf is going to piss me off. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Let's ease into that.
Yeah, I'm saying it now. This is Surf's worst battle ever in his life.
All right. We came here to talk about Daylight. Daylight and Tay-Rock, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yo, bro, I never saw Daylight rap like that, bro.
Yes,
like,
you have.
Everybody say that, yo. Everybody keeps saying that.
Corey, you know he spit like that, though. Like,
I know
he spit
bro.
Like that, but I guess it was the anticipation behind him not rapping for so long.
Yo,
so
it seemed like an album when he battled Absol at the end of Absol album.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Yeah,
bro.
Like, that's like, not on video.
Zai, you heard that?
Talking about something.
I heard clips of it. I didn't hear it. You know, they had clips of it on like Blast TV.
Whenever you have some downtime, go and listen to that.
Nah,
like,
it's on Apple Music. That Daylight
Absol is dumb nice, but
I'm definitely
Daylight, bro. Something is not right with him, bro. I've been saying that, Corey, since that night we went out with Melly Mel and we actually met him. I've been saying that since that battle. Remember that was the night when he battled the girl and he pulled his dick out.
Yeah.
Y'all went to that battle?
No, nah. we chilled with niggas after. We chilled with the battle rappers
after.
The nigga Daylight wild cool, bro.
Yeah,
he's dumb cool.
Yeah.
And
he
even from
niggas,
them.
It was him, Goods, and Math and Bonnie Godiva at the time because Math was dating her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So this is what I think, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Daylight, he always been that lyrical. The thing is that like he said on his thing, I'm gonna really take him seriously when he said it. He said, yo, he was bullshitting after the battles because he knew niggas was gonna ooh eye him. And there was times where I would watch battles with Daylight and he'd say some of the dopest shit ever, but then he'd say some shit and I'd be like, all right, that was just a filler. And then he'd say some dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Then some more dope shit, then a filler, then another filler, then more dope shit. Whereas with this Tay-Rock battle, every fucking bar, bro. Every fucking
correct
bar, sir. You know what I'm saying? And both of them make every fucking bar. It's just that Tay-Rock.
So,
Zai,
hold on. Let me ask you.
Which
battles you saw, Zai?
I only saw the last two. I saw Tay-Rock. When I came in, Jay Black and them was talking. They was bullshitting around. And then they announce Tay-Rock and Daylight.
Yo, them niggas got to stop talking. So you only got a chance. So you only got a chance to see Daylight and Tay-Rock and Sue Surf and Lux.
That's it. I ain't seen nothing
else. I really want to talk about.
Well, you ain't
missed
nothing. You ain't missed nothing anyway.
Nah, I heard a couple of them early battles was all right, though.
Nah, nope. Zai, you ain't missing nothing, Zai.
Oh, no,
you really watch battle rap, nigga. So I'm telling you that you ain't missing nothing because you really watch battle rap. Like, you ain't missing nothing,
cool,
bro.
Cool.
Trust me.
Cool,
you ain't missing nothing.
That, that right there was like, those
who y'all
got
by rounds,
bro.
Who y'all got
by rounds?
Let me ask y'all a question, right?
Well, Daylight and
Who y'all had, Ill Will or John?
John.
I had John, but... You know you can't really sleep on Ill Will, but I had John.
Yeah, I had.
But
John,
I do feel
John
like
too.
John was a little scared though, like because niggas is saying that he really don't got COVID now. Like I didn't this shit weird, bro. It's mad weird shit happening. Like after the event, now he's saying he don't have COVID. He just was sick. Like what, nigga? What are you talking about? Like do you have COVID or you don't? Because if you don't have COVID, no. There's no reason for you not to have been there.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me. Like nigga, it's summertime. You ain't got nothing that's stopping you from being there, bro. So what you talking about? Like,
prepared.
That shit was weird to me.
Probably
I think
wasn't
he was scared.
It's probably the one time he wasn't prepared. You know what I mean? And
because
like,
you know what it is.
Come up with
from what I'm seeing after the battle and all that, like niggas is saying that basically, like, the stuff, like everything was getting changed up into, like, the last 2 weeks. So I feel like a lot of niggas really wasn't really prepared for this room thing. Like, I feel like a lot of niggas wasn't really prepared for it. So, and then I feel like a lot of niggas low-key wasn't really trying to jack being around too many people because of the corona situation anyway. Because, like, I don't know. Like, after Lux battle, you saw how Lux got right off the scene. He was trying to dip right after. Like, I'm out. Like, I don't really want to be here with you niggas. I don't know what you, I don't know. Like, and that's another thing. I feel like niggas got to take into account that COVID is really, like, going to fuck with
on
people,
niggas mind.
Bro, mentally.
Yeah, it's on niggas
mind. Yeah, like,
mind.
It's fucking with
you
niggas
see,
mentally.
You see how
bro.
Niggas
like,
was dapping each other? Niggas was giving each other the elbow dap the whole night. Yo, what
yeah,
up,
bro? Because I'm going to tell you right now, like, I went out, like, I just recently was out. And I ain't had no mask on, and I felt uncomfortable. Like, I was around a lot of people. I was at the beach. I was at Atlantic City. I was wilding a little bit. But I felt very uncomfortable, and I felt really, like, nasty about it after. So I feel like a lot of niggas, like, I feel like this COVID shit is really, like, messing with niggas mentally. And I feel like a lot of niggas is not mentally correct when it comes to that.
I agree. And it might be spilled off into battle rap a lot. I think it spilled off into battle rap a lot. I agree. Yo, this is the first time we agreeing on a lot of shit, B. I ain't going to hold you. I don't know if it's the radio. I don't know what's going
on. Well, let's break it down round by round, bro. I don't remember every ball. So who y'all got winning
what?
The first?
First, I give
we only talking about this segment. Yo, this segment, we only talking about Daylight and Tay Rock. Then the next set, we're going to talk about Lux and Surf. All right. So who y'all
first
got
one
winning?
First one, I gave I just want to say,
what made you
exit
Tay Rock? The day by day shit? I cut off your head day by day?
Yes, yes, all of that. That shit got crazy. He was getting crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? And,
what about you? Who
you know what it was? You know what it was? This is what I realized. And I didn't realize it. And I missed this shit. When Daylight was like, yo, your whole rounds were schemes. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh shit! I kind of missed that. Yo, this nigga whole round was skiing, especially that first round with the daylight shit and all that. Like, he was I think his first round. Long story short, I gave the first round to T-Rock. Second and third, I definitely gave the daylight all the way.
Mm. Okay.
All the way.
Me personally,
I edged the first to T-Rock though.
Me personally.
Well, you got in the first.
Me personally. I'm moved kind of like Zah the same exact way. I gave it to Daylight 2-1, but I feel like I can understand why niggas saying he 30'd him because it was like even if you wanted to give Tay Rock a round, it was like, yo, you had to kind of like force yourself to give it to Tay Rock a little bit. Like it wasn't like it,
not
wasn't
seriously.
Like it wasn't like it was a clear
bro,
takeaway.
The nigga
like
was on a different level,
nice,
bro.
Cause Tay Rock really a good dude, bro. Like you can see how he's battling niggas. He's like bro, think about this. This nigga Daylight got a list, bro. He spits a lot. This man was spitting at him the whole time. He never this nigga took his hat off. He allowed this nigga was spitting in his face, bro. I'm watching the spit, so it's like, and this nigga Tay Rock still shaking his hand. He's still shaking his hand. He's still complimenting him on his rhyme. So it's like, a part of you is forced to kind of like, I don't want to just let you go out like that.
Great sportsmanship.
But I bet we're gonna be real here. Yeah, we're gonna be real here. It was a gentleman's sweep, bro. But I'm gonna call it that. It was a gentleman's sweep. Correct. That's what I'm saying to you. It's like you torn because it's like, nigga, if you was it clear to you? You edged it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, and you already know when
bro,
it comes
Daylight,
to boxing,
I feel like
edge,
technically
if they got to edge. Hold on, Corey. In boxing, you already know, Zah, if they got to edge anything, who is getting edged to? The champion. The nigga that's clearly winning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I do agree with what you're saying because I get it. So I agree with what you're saying. Like, you give him a round because, nigga, he deserve a round, bro. He don't deserve to go out like that, bro. He don't deserve
to
go out
like
that.
And not only that, had that been somebody else, T-Rock would have probably 3-0'd that nigga. But that was just Daylight at his peak, bro. Like, Daylight, every fucking ball was on point. You know what I'm saying? Everything was on point with him. So that's the thing. Sometimes I watch battles and I look at it and I don't just look at it as the Daylight versus Tay Rock, I look at it as like kind of like boxing, like matchups to make fights, right? And I feel like that T-Rock, had anybody else been in front of him, more than likely he would have 3-0'd them niggas. T-Rock was on point that night. It's just that D-Lock, he was so fucking at his peak and so great and so on point, and everything was, like, so perfect that you were looking at T-Rock like T-Rock falling off. But T-Rock ain't really falling off, my nigga. That was some great-ass bars from T-Rock, bro.
But you know what's crazy, Zah?
I got that nigga losing the second.
Of course, I got him winning. To be honest with you, on some real shit, Daylight went in the first, bro. He was wilding to me. Like, he started off, his aggression was in the nigga face, spitting the mask on, the parents and all of this shit. I didn't know where T-Rock was going. I'm like, all right, Dracula. I get it. It's crazy how T-Rock switched the game and Daylight do antics and he came with an antic. So I was like, all right. Then I felt like T-Rock started off slow. When Daylight just out the gate was the, you know what I'm saying? The first two lines was just like, all right, this nigga's wildin'. Then he's just starting, and then Daylight, you got to understand, we gotta read Daylight shit. Like, you feel me? I'm going back on Twitter to watch clips because a lot of shit I missed, bro. Like, he had a whole planning scheme, my nigga. And that shit was nuts, bro.
That's the one thing I watched the first time, though.
Yeah, this is we all critiquing off the first watch, but I got Daylight winning the first, bro. Like, clearly, it could be an edge because T-Rock's first round was good, but T-Rock took mad long to heat up. He heated up by like the eighth ball, bro, because he was addressing.
All right, so can we say the first round is debatable? But Zah, that's what I'm saying.
We are doing a lot to give T-Rock one round.
That's a fact. That's nasty, bro.
Like, we're doing a lot of picking just to get him one round. That's why I'm saying to you. Like, I understand it because I feel the same way. But then I do understand why some people are saying it was 3-0, because it's so close. It's like, bro, it could go either way. It just depends on how the person that's listening to it is feeling. But I do feel like on the second or third listen, he may not even get that round, bro. I feel like if niggas give it more listens later on, he may not even get it, because I'm sure it was shit that we probably didn't even really catch, like, because he was wilding, bro. So I'm sure it was shit that we didn't catch the first time that we gonna hear. And then, like, think about that. Like, we edging T-Rock one round just off the first listen. Imagine when we go back and keep listening to it or watch it again. You're going to be like, yo, what? Like, nah, it's 3-0. Because I'm telling you, I'm seeing niggas saying it was 3-0. And they talking like it was clear. I'm like, nah, I got to be
a
one round, bro. T-Rock is too much of a nice guy, bro. Like, no matter how much this gun stuff he talks, he's a nice guy, bro. So you don't want to give him no 3-0. You don't want nobody 3-0 him, bro.
He got great sportsmanship, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If that was too certain,
he got great sportsmanship because even when, like, he was like the third, he was like, yo, go light. He was like, ooh, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, even
balls, bro.
He does that all the time. Even when he was battling with Lux and him, bro, he's literally picking these niggas up like the whole time. Like, it's just like, you don't want to, like, you T-Rock is a nigga that you can't hate. Like, no matter how much you don't like him, he just respect the craft so much that it's like, yo, I got to give you something, bro. Like, I'm not going to let you just go out like that. So I do feel like later on, though, when niggas listen to it a lot more, bro, it's probably just going to be a clear 3-0. But I'm not going to say that because, I personally like how he moves. Like, he's not.
Do y'all
even remember what's in T-Rock first? You know, it's some niggas that's extra tough guy for no reason. Like, yo, bro, we battling, bro. We got paid for this. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yo, he's not one of them niggas, bro. There's some niggas that, like, yo, don't touch me. Yo, move. Like, you too close. Like, bro, Daylight was spitting on this nigga's body and in his face for 3 rounds, bro. 3 rounds. I literally watched that shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga, I would have had to tell Daylight, yo, bro, you're spitting. You're spitting. No matter how much money I'm getting, bro, I would have to tell him, like, my nigga, you're spitting on me, bro. Relax. Like, I get it, but come on, my nigga. Aim your mouth the other way, bro. Like, you spitting directly in my face.
Yo,
like, I'm watching T-Rock.
They was in L.A., too, and I knew they, like, was going to do something. I told Corey that. Remember I told you, I said, Corey, you're going to disrespect the nigga because they in L.A. He's going to disrespect him all day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I knew that. I felt that coming, bro. Because you in a nigga backyard. He's going to poke his stick out. You know what I'm saying? A little bit.
And he's bigger than you. That's what niggas don't understand, bro. When you, that's why I couldn't do battle rap. Because I know for 100% fact that it would be a fight. I'm 6'5", bro. Nobody really going to want me standing in their face like that. Like, that's just, daylight is not a
yo,
little
hold
nigga.
On.
Like,
yo, bro,
six, two,
yo, bro,
six, three.
We got to get into the other rounds, bro.
What, two and three?
I don't remember. Yeah, let's get into the second round. Who y'all got?
Three was a clear. Like, it's not even a discussion. Three was clear. We know who won three. That's clear. So we ain't got to discuss three. I'm giving
who
that
y'all got
winning
the second. Right, my nigga, who you got winning the second?
The second was close, but I gave it to Daylight. It was close, but I gave it to Daylight.
Who you got winning the second?
I gave the second to Daylight because I feel like T-Rock is usually better.
T-Rock's third second wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't one of his best performances.
But hold on, let me chime in on that right there, which I just said. You know what the problem was? Daylight is such a troll, bro, that Tay Rock doesn't know what he's coming into. So Tay Rock is coming in there not trying to really gun bar him to death, but that's what Tay Rock got to do because that's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Gun bar. So when you come in there, you take a round off from that. And then he don't, and he's just not on that type of time. Like he on some luck shit with you. Nah, can't beat him. Can't beat him doing that. And that's why that round went like that because he took a round off from the overdoing the gun bar. You know how Tay Rock get, bro. Everything is a gun reference. He didn't do that in that round, and that's when it was like, oh, this is clear. Like you know what I'm saying? Like this one's clear.
And
that's why
and
that was
the same captain. And Daylight kept the same energy as the first round. And
exactly.
Tay Rock, second round is more laid back. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I got Daylight. I got Daylight. It sounds like we all got Daylight winning the second.
Especially
now, towards
the end. Tay Rock was very relaxed towards the end of the second round.
He's a nice guy, bro. He's a nice guy, bro.
What about
no matter how much tough guy shit he talks, bro, he's a nice guy, bro.
Yeah, Corey. We're getting into the third. We're getting into the third. Who y'all got in the third?
I got Daylight, bro. I don't even feel like the third needs to be discussed, to be real with you. But I got Daylight. I do feel like K-Rock was fighting back in the third, though. I feel like
that
y'all, like,
that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think the third is clear. I don't think the third is clear. Because you remembering when he was barring, but you're not
rough.
Remembering. You're not. Let me talk.
I think the third is clear.
I don't think the third is clear.
I think the third is clear. I also think that that was the best third round of the year, without a doubt, from both of them.
Hmm.
That third round was the best round of the year.
I got to watch. I heard Saga and B-Dot shit was good, so I got
to
watch that.
I was just about to say, Saga third round and him versus Mike P was the best third round of the year, without a doubt, my nigga. I ain't going to hold you. He had me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, afterwards, like, yo, maybe I need to pick up a Bible. You're spiritually aligned this shit. You know what I'm saying?
His third round against
Mike P. I didn't see him battle B-Dot.
His third round against Mike P.
Saga.
You like Saga third round against Mike P? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You niggas forget that the first half, not the first half, well, like 25% of the, not that it wasn't relevant, but the 25% of Daylight first third round, he was addressing the Dot Mob and the tranny situation, so and then it led it to him barring them away. The nigga Tay Rock
mm-hmm.
was on some gumball shit his whole third round, like the move piece monopoly
mm-hmm.
and all of that shit. He was wilding in his third, and he was fighting back in his third. That's why I said I don't think the third round is clear. I think the only clear round is the second round, to me.
When you talking at your boss wreck shit and all that, he was getting in Tay ass right at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, he was getting in his ass at that point. That was a really great third round. I ain't gonna hold you, but I still give it to Daylight though.
Nah, yeah.
I still give it to Daylight.
Y'all consider that a clutch?
I agree.
I feel like if that was in a
room with a crowd, it would have been not even a discussion if it was a classic.
Word. I
That's true. That's true. I agree.
Like
I agree.
I feel like if that was in that should have been in front of like 3,000 people, and if it was, it probably would have been really bad for niggas, bro. Like Tay Rock would have been stressed because that nigga Daylight was saying some shit, man. Like
he was.
I'm telling niggas now, Dayrock. I mean, I said Dayrock. Daylight is not a regular nigga, man. Like, I've been saying that for years, and I'm telling niggas now, like, that nigga's not regular, bro. Like, you gotta really, to beat him, you gotta, like even for him and Lux, like, I feel like Lux can't just walk into that playing around. Like, you gotta really, Lux gotta do exactly what he did with against Chess and Tay Rock in that third round. He gotta give that nigga 3 rounds of that. If he don't give him 3 rounds of that, and I love Lux, bro. But if Lux don't give that nigga Daylight 3 rounds of what he gave Tay Rock and Chess, it is game over, bro. It's game over. Because this nigga Daylight,
he called out Lux,
and Daylight
called him out.
I don't think so, bro.
Lux is,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that
Daylight
hold on, We got a whole nother segment we're going to talk about Lux in two thirds. Battle and individually. Because this is a whole conversation. So I'm about to end this shit. And I gotta start up a whole nother 30-minute section. So I'm gonna hit y'all back when I start it up. Yeah.
All right.